standing on one side of his own peculiar fire, for there are two, Sir Leicester. On the opposite side of the broad hearth, my lady at her table. Volumnia, as one of the more privileged cousins, in a luxurious chair between them. Sir Leicester, glancing with magnificent displeasure at the rouge and the pearl necklace.
"I occasionally meet on my staircase here,"
drawls Volumnia.
"One of the prettiest girls, I think, that I ever saw in my life."
"A protege of my lady's,"
observes Sir Leicester.
"I thought so. I felt sure that some uncommon eye must have picked that girl out. She really is a marvel. Such bloom I never saw."
"Indeed," remarks my lady languidly, "if there is any uncommon eye in the case, it is Mrs. Rouncewell's and not mine. Rosa is her discovery."
"Your maid, I suppose?"
"No. My anything. Pet, secretary, messenger, I don't know what."
"You like to have her about you, as you would like to have a flower, or a bird, or a picture, or a poodle. No, not a poodle, though. Or anything else that was equally pretty,"
says Volumnia, sympathizing.
"Yes, how charming now. And how well that delightful old soul Mrs. Rouncewell is looking. She must be an immense age, and yet she is as active and handsome. She is the dearest friend I have, positively."
Sir Leicester feels it to be right and fitting that the housekeeper of Chesney Wold should be a remarkable person. Apart from that, he has a real regard for Mrs. Rouncewell and likes to hear her praised. So he says,
"You are right, Volumnia."
Which Volumnia is extremely glad to hear.
"She has no daughter of her own, has she?"
"Mrs. Rouncewell? No, Volumnia. She has a son. Indeed, she had two."
My lady, whose chronic malady of boredom has been sadly aggravated by Volumnia this evening, glances wearily towards the candlesticks and heaves a noiseless sigh.
"And it is a remarkable example of the confusion into which the present age has fallen, of the obliteration of landmarks, the opening of floodgates, and the uprooting of distinctions,"
says Sir Leicester with stately gloom,
"that I have been informed by Mr. Tulkinghorn that Mrs. Rouncewell's son has been invited to go into Parliament."
Miss Volumnia utters a little sharp scream.
"Yes, indeed," repeats Sir Leicester. "Into Parliament."